On Thursday, President Donald Trump approved about $30 million to help Wisconsin recover from devastating floods in the Milwaukee area. That opens the doors for people in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties to apply for funding for flood-related damage. A preliminary assessment found the flooding damaged or destroyed at least 1,500 homes. WUWM Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano spoke with some of the people trying to rebuild after the devastation.
I first spoke with Wauwatosa resident Jessica Young a day after her family's home flooded. The water reached all the way from their basement to the first floor. At the time, they were staying in a hotel. They had been told that their home insurance wouldn't cover the damage. Since then, the Young family have tried every open avenue to help with restoration efforts.
I felt like a project manager. I think sometimes I felt guilty because I was on my computer or on my phone when we were able to have a couple of friends come and help us with stuff or people in the community, because it was like, apply for FEMA, apply for possible like American Red Cross funding. I had a friend who was so gracious and set up a GoFundMe, and there were offers of help.
Young says they have been able to clean, disinfect, install a new water heater, and take out all damaged drywall and carpeting. They were able to move back into their home on Saturday, but Young worries about what will happen during the next heavy rainfall.
I have a friend who, went through Hurricane Katrina, and she's kind of been giving me tips and tricks of different things that she does in her house to prep, and the things that she's experienced just emotionally and then in the aftermath, even now, you know.
While Young and her family have moved back into their home as they continue repairs, others like Dina Jones from Greenfield decided to relocate permanently. The flood caused Jones's condo basement to fill with water after her sump pump failed, destroying her belongings. The entire basement had to be gutted, cleaned, and disinfected. Jones says after insurance declined to pay for repairs, she faced price gouging when she tried to find services to remove water from her basement carpets. Jones says she was forced to cover the costs the only way she could.
In the meantime, I had to contact my retirement funds and ask for a emergency distributions of money to pay for all this. It was probably about $10,000, roughly. And then the loss of everything, I haven't included that.
Since the flood, Jones has listed her condo for sale and has chosen to become a renter. She reported her home's damage to 211, but she says she has not received any help.
I asked for cleaning supplies. They were supposed to deliver, but they never did. They said, you still need help. I left. I'm still in this place. Kind of, yeah, because right now I'm paying for movers to pack me up. And I just had a hip replacement. And then I'm trying to do all this now. I'm recovering from the hip replacement. But, the fact that nobody stops by, nobody came to calls. I did get a call from the city of Greenfield engineer about maybe a week and a half ago, saying that they're waiting on FEMA, blah, blah, blah.
Many families and businesses affected by the floods have turned to GoFundMe. Kevin Dixon Seidel's family lives in West Dallas. They use the crowdfunding site to help raise money for repairs to their home. Dixon Seidel says sewage and flood water filled their home and garage, ruining their drywall, furnace, water heater, washer, and dryer. He says since sewage water was a part of the damage, home insurance did cover $5,000 in repairs. And he says some of his neighbors had it much worse.
We were actually kind of lucky. We're apparently the high point because, well, we got like 3 feet of water in our basement and more water from the flood went through our garage and everything. A lot of our neighbors got hit a whole lot worse. Just, 2 houses away, the water created a hole in somebody's foundation across the street. It took out a whole basement wall.
Now that President Trump has announced about $30 million in federal funding for Wisconsin, those affected by the floods may see some relief. In the meantime, they're continuing to do what they can to rebuild. I'm Eric Bonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, WUWM 89.7, Milwaukee's NPR.
If you're a homeowner or renter in Milwaukee, Washington, or Waukesha counties who was affected by the floods, you can apply for FEMA assistance. You can do that online at disasterassistance.gov or by calling the FEMA helpline at 800-621-3362.